From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq today, the deadliest attack since the U.S. handed over power 1 month ago. Reports from the town of Bakuba say more than 70 people were killed and dozens more wounded when a minibus packed with explosives blew up near a police station. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
Mid-morning. The streets of downtown Bakuba were packed with cars, market stalls, and shoppers buying vegetables. Potential police recruits were lined up waiting to apply for a job. In seconds, the boulevard was turned into a mass of tangled metal and charred body parts. Bakuba has been a near constant flashpoint for the past year, once home to many of Saddam Hussein's security forces and a Ba'ath Party stronghold. Many here found themselves unemployed and locked out. There was widespread sympathy for those fighting the American occupation. Just a month ago, a car bomb attack in Bakuba would have had Iraqis screaming at the Americans, blaming them for the carnage. Today, there was none of that. Instead, people seemed horrified by the killing of Iraqis. "God bless them, what have they done?" shouted one man, referring to the victims. There's been a change. Iraqi police and National Guard are taking the lead, at least in public. They're the ones patrolling the streets, with the Americans increasingly in the shadows. And local Iraqis like the change, hoping that their country is at last finding its feet after the U.S. occupation. While the insurgents continue to attack Iraqi police and National Guard as U.S. collaborators, more and more Iraqis dispute or at least question this. But neither the U.S. nor the emboldened Iraqi forces have been able to stop the bloodshed, which drones on. Today, there were several other incidents across the country. A mortar struck in Baghdad, killing one. South of Baghdad, 7 policemen died in a gun battle. West of Baghdad, in Ramadi, insurgents launched near simultaneous attacks on several U.S. bases, wounding 10 soldiers. Gunmen kidnapped 3 of the provincial governor's children. In 3 days, Iraq is to convene a national conference in which 1,000 delegates will gather in Baghdad to discuss the country's future and elect a 100-member National Council to oversee the interim government. 1,000 of Iraq's leading figures meeting under one roof will be a tempting target, and there are security concerns. The organizer has not announced where the conference will be held, but he said he's committed to holding it because the credibility of Iraq's democratic process is at stake. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.